Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard that deal at the end from Jared Carrabas, and I want to get this right. He was on the Marine Layer podcast.
Nice.
Nice. Marine Layer?
Layer.
Wow. I don't know what else they talk about. Well, apparently a lot of Mariners baseball.
Oh, okay.
He was on the Marine Layer podcast.
Got it. All right.
Nice.
Sweet.
And Carrabas says... Well, two things. Number one, that Luis Castillo was going to lose money going from the state of Washington to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. He's going to lose money in taxes, so he wanted to be made whole for that. Let's circle back to that part. The deal was Cassis, Yoshida, I don't know if there were other parts coming and going, and the Red Sox would get Luis Castillo. First of all, good trade, right?
Yeah, I would do that.
I would have done that in real time. In spring training, we were talking about trading away Cassis and dumping Yoshida's money
from Seattle. They didn't even really want Cassis, and they didn't want to pay for Yoshida. Or did I mishear that? Because if they didn't want, I wonder what other kind of deal they could have worked out. He said they did want Cassis. No, they said didn't.
Did I mishear it?
Definitely said they didn't want Yoshida's money.
Okay, but Castillo wanted to be made whole on that trade.
So no, that part I get. So yeah. I don't know what Seattle really wanted in return as far as if they would pay the full freight for Yoshida or if they would even want Cassis. But just the Red Sox part of it, I heard that clearly, that Castillo wanted just to get the money that he deserved. So first of all, is that like a MLBPA issue? Like, can you just rip up the contract like that? Like, I don't even know what the rules are.
So I misheard it. So he said not interested in Cassis or Yoshida.
And then obviously Seattle not being interested in Cassis and not wanting to take on Yoshida's money.
So then I misheard it. So
they didn't want to do it at all.
The Mariners are like, we're good. And then Castillo's like, do I get more money? And they're like, no.
So never mind. So scratch that. So I thought they had a deal worked out for Castillo. I completely misheard the clip.
So... But clearly it got to the point where
they were negotiating money.
Yes.
And Henry said, we're not doing that. So they didn't put the kibosh on the trade. So scrap that. But Henry got in the way of acquiring another player because he's like, yeah, we're not going to give you money in return. Now, good question. Where does the PA get involved in that? Will the PA even allow for that?
Because Castillo is making $24 million this year, $24 next year, $24 and $27, and then there's a vesting option in $28, where he'd be $35 that year. I don't know. Like, how does that work? Can you just like tack on another year, or can you give him a raise?
Well,
you don't really hear that happening very
often.
Or
is there a way to? Here's where I bet you could do it. You could guarantee a bonus or some sort of incentive in his contract and do it that way. So there probably are ways to get that done,
right,
where you're not forgiving taxes and things like that, but you're finding another way to create money.
They should have. And then this is one where if Breslow worked this deal out and Henry vetoed it, that's too bad because Castillo should be in your rotation in that case.
And so leave the Cassis and Yoshida part to the side because I misheard that. But that's Henry getting in the way on finances yet again. Yep. And again, Greg Johnson, the owner of the Giants, said he had to talk to Henry because, and this is at the Devers introductory press conference, he had to talk to Henry because the Red Sox were asking too much and the Giants weren't going to do that. And he was subsequently asked, would the full deal go down if the Giants didn't eat the whole deal? And he said, no, we had to eat that whole contract.
Right. Now, but the Red Sox are saying something different.
Well, right.
Oh,
well,
that was not a mandate at all.
Let's play this game. Maybe Greg Johnson's lying. Maybe he's a billionaire and he wants to give himself a pat on the back. And he's like, I took on the whole contract. I'm the one who got the trade done. So maybe the owner on the other side just wants credit. These owners want credit for everything, as we've come to learn with Robert Kraft, chief among them. They want credit for every little thing. Whit Grosbeck didn't even own the team. He wanted to act like he owned the whole thing. So these owners want credit for everything. Maybe he's doing that. But this is an example of John Henry and the finances getting in the way of the Red Sox making deals that I think can help the team.
And honestly, if it's just throwing another $1 million or whatever it is at Luis Castillo just to make that right, like if that's so important to him, so be it. It's money. I get it's important to everybody. So if he's like, hey, can you just do this to sort of offset everything so I at least know my take home is the same, then do it.
Yeah.
Like if he was just an out-and-out free agent, you wouldn't give him that kind of money. So like – Lucas Giolito's making like $19 million this year, so you wouldn't give Luis Castillo 25?
Exactly.
Like, please.
So, I'm still interested in Luis Castillo.
Me too.
And I'm still interested in all those Mariners pitchers. I just feel like he's the most available one. I like, and they're not all having great years, and some of them have been hurt, but, you know, Kirby, Gilbert,
the other guy that just Miller? Pitched was pretty good.
Miller just came back, I think, from
Brian Wu.
The IL.
Oh, Brian Wu just dominated.
Yeah, so I don't know. It feels like Castillo's the one they want to move, and the Red Sox need pitching, so that's the one I'd be interested in. But good luck getting the owner to sign off if the player wants a little something guaranteed or being made whole on the contract on the other side. Now, I would also tell Luis Castillo, like, all right, dude, you're getting traded somewhere else. You don't need to worry too much about getting nickeled and dimed on taxes. Maybe come here, pitch well, and you'll be made whole on your next contract. But that's the owner stepping in the way yet again. So I think the issues on these GMs, and I would say this for Chaim Bloom as well, I think the issue on these GMs is more than just in a vacuum the return that they got. If you don't like the return for Rafael Devers, neither do I. And again, I'm higher on Harrison than most, and even I don't like the full return. But that's because the owner made sure they wanted to dump the whole contract. Now, I don't think the trade was a pure salary dump. That's the only reason they did it. If Devers never acted up or if the team wasn't underachieving, they would have never made this trade. But once they decided to move on from Devers, you better believe they wanted to dump the whole contract. And they didn't really care what they got in return. They wanted to rid themselves of every nickel and dime in that contract. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here with all your thoughts. We will get to a variety of topics. The NFL quarter century team that ESPN put out yesterday.
How about that?
How well represented are the Patriots? Pretty well.
I would represented. Hope so. They had a dynasty during that period.
We'll get to Rob Bradford at 11:30. I want his understanding on Craig Breslow's answers about the AI interviews and whether or not he really denied anything.
No, he didn't.
In that 2-minute grill, or if he just kind of fanned the flames further. And coming up next, the Lakers just sold for $10 billion.
Good Lord.
Can the Celtics keep up with their new owner, Bill Chisholm? Can they keep up in the new NBA? We'll get to that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.